Welcome back to Your Average Witch, where every Tuesday we talk about witch life, witch stories, and sometimes a little witchcraft. This episode of Your Average Witch is brought to you by Clever Kim's Curios. Be sure to come see me this weekend at TarotCon. I'll be at Bookman's East here in Tucson from 4 to 9 on Saturday the 28th, selling wickedly witchy wares. This week is the second half of my Anahatas interviews. I talked to Mike from the Rusted Rabbit, had a travel-worn conversation with my trip mates and crow coven, Janie and Sarah, share a moment with Anahata's Purpose founder, Rachel, on the last day of the event, and you even get to hear from someone who's known me since before Clever Kim's Curios ever existed. Now let's get to the stories.
Mike, hello. Welcome to the last day of Anahatas.
Hi, how's it going?
Could you please introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are and what you do and where they can find you?
Yeah, my name is Mike. I am kind of a being adjacent person, primarily. I am from Michigan. Lindsay is my partner. I am also known as the popcorn parent or daddy or whatever you want to call me.
Is that what you prefer, parent?
I do.
I can rearrange it in my brain. Okay.
That's okay. Popcorn zaddy, popcorn parent. I'm honestly okay with really any, as long as I'm being perceived, I'm good with it. I'm that kind of person.
I don't want that.
But yeah, I am a part of the Rusted Rabbit. Lindsay and I have been running that business for about 6 years now, doing like crystal and wire wrapped jewelry. Stuff like that. We really enjoy it. And yeah, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, it's just The Rusted Rabbit. We're out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And on Instagram, we are at The Real Rusted Rabbit. And yeah, I think that's about where you can find us otherwise. Oh, and our website is www.therustedrabbit.com. gr.com.
And how many times have you been to Anahata's Purpose?
So this is my second time being here. We came last year. Lindsay kept hearing about, we spend so much of our time and so many of our weekends just working on the business and, you know, trying to survive and do all that stuff, working for ourselves, that you need to take some time every once in a while. And we're like, hell, why not just drive 12 hours and go find something fun to do, right? Last year, it was kind of a, not just like placating Lindsay. It was more of a like,
this is for you.
Yeah, this is for you. I'm going to go and have fun and make sure that everything is comfortable. And yeah, this year was more of a like, I've been there. Now I'm excited. I see what it's about. I know some of the people. I feel like I have a place. And so it was a lot more exciting. And yeah, this year, my main intention was to break out of my musically creative rut. The last year and a half to 2 years, I've just kind of been so focused on the making side of things when it comes to jewelry and the business that I haven't really picked up any of my instruments or made any music whatsoever. And since I've been here, I've almost not stopped.
Do you feel like being here this year and last year, do you think that has affected your practice and your life outside of actually being here?
Let me think of how to frame that. I would say for me, coming into it last year, I didn't really have an idea, like a semblance of like what that practice was. And then coming here, taking some of the classes really helped me get some like framework for what that looks like and how different it is for everyone. And yeah, it just kind of helped me. I'm very to create my own kind of thing and to follow anyone else's way to do things. So it's helped me kind of start to build that for myself. And I could not thank the people that are putting this on enough for giving every one of us here space to start doing that themselves.
Why should people come here?
Because I said so.
Okay. The end. Bye. I'll let anybody know when
it is. But no, for real, it's magical for you to come and be yourself. Like, it's, there's so much love and energy and joy. And there's, you know, there's sadness. There's a lot of people really like figuring out how to deal with the things that they brought here from default life. And there's just such a wide range of the human condition and the human just emotional centers happening here that, like, no matter where you go, you can find something to connect with and find someone to connect with. And I, for me personally, it's just been a really eye-opening experience that really helped me to kind of start to figure out who I am and move into the new version of myself. And I'm really thankful for it.
Yeah. The Brie put her coloring book about death.
Oh, nice.
In there, and my niece stood up and was like, why would anybody do this? So I got to explain to her about my death terror.
Yeah.
And why you need that coloring book.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thanks for talking to me, and I'll see you on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Hi, hello. My name is Amber, and I'm an Ambling Witch. You can find me at amblingwitchcraft.com or search Ambling Witchcraft on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. This is my first year attending on Hottest Purpose, and I actually missed the deadline to purchase my tickets because life happened. A few weeks later, I was able to get tickets through a friend who had originally planned to go, but life happened on their end and their plans changed. So it worked out for me to be able to go this year. I've been hearing about Anahatas for years through the Witch Bitch Amateur Hour and the Your Average Witch podcast, and I knew that this was an event I would enjoy and took inspiration from all of the wonderful stories to kind of help push me out of my comfort zone and make that trip happen. It is really hard to choose a favorite moment, but one that sticks out to me the most is hanging out in the screened-in porch of Hive House playing Adult Questions. I don't know if I've ever laughed so hard in my life. Overall, the social interactions and the major feelings of safety and community was a continuous theme the entire time that I was there. Now that a week or so has passed, I went into Anahatas thinking I could not meditate. Day one, I did 4 or 5 workshops, and in each one, had you meditate. So I learned that I can, in fact, do that. This has led me to being able to actually center and ground before workings instead of skipping that step like I used to. It's also inspired me to reconnect with the runes and my energy work practices, as I'd set those down for a couple of years because I was feeling really disconnected. So it really has helped me reconnect with all of those things that I used to do regularly. When I got home, the me-shaped hole that I left behind no longer fit. It was really a lot too small. I've had to rebalance and reassess what is working for me and what no longer serves me in my personal life. And it's a bit overwhelming trying to take up all the things I had set down when I went to go head out to Anahatas Purpose, as well as adding in all the new things that I brought back from Anahatas Purpose. I'm not sure how much of it is the post-vacation malaise and how much of it is an energetic shift, but my daily routine is almost completely different now than it was before I left. I actually wake up more easily in the mornings, I'm able to center and ground immediately when I need to, and I've even integrated yoga into how I function as a human, which has always been a struggle for me. What would you like to see next year that you haven't seen there before? Honestly, I would love to see Kim teach a class. I just want to see what she would teach and how she would teach it. Like, that would be super exciting for me. Other than that, I think maybe a kayak instructor for those of us who don't know how to kayak, because I know they're available at the river. And I would love to learn how to actually navigate down that river and see kind of the sights that you don't get to see on the shore. Why should people come to Anahatas Purpose? In a word, community. Not only did I get to meet my Marco Polo friends in person and hug them, but I made new friends so easily. For me, who is someone with severe social anxiety, being able to walk in a space with absolutely no fear and strike up a conversation with literally anyone was a novel and amazing experience. The classes are also fantastic, the events are exciting, and the environment there makes you feel like you're coming home.
My name is Christian Pope. Yes, I do see the irony, being a witch and being named that. I was once told by someone that two negatives make a positive, so here I am. Though most of my life, I have known that I have believed in some alternative form of spirituality and not fit in with other religious practices that I saw around me, I wouldn't say that I had a name to it or been actively practicing until the last 5 years. So when it comes to my skill level, I would say I'm beginner or intermediate at the most. Actually, coming to the purpose was a little more than intimidating because I saw people of all forms and skill sets, those who have made a living out of their practice. And it's really admirable. I loved seeing it. When it comes to my everyday life, I simply work at a memory care facility, which is in care for those who suffer with Alzheimer's or dementia, and I'm currently getting my bachelor's in psychology. I also have an almost 4-year-old who takes up a majority of my time and is probably a budding witch herself, if we're honest. I am out of the broom closet, but I don't know how loud and proud I am, just because I live in a really small town in Idaho. So the majority of the state is very red, very conservative, very country. I don't see people coming at me with pitchforks or torches, but I don't see a lot of the environment being so welcoming either. So needless to say, I have been a solo practitioner and pretty self-isolate. I found out about Anahata's purpose through Witch Bitch Amateur Hour, as well as two Geminis and a Leo, which I found from Obal as well. I, being a hermit, was so excited to find this online community of like-minded individuals. I craved that. So when the purpose was creeping up, I made the decision very, very last minute to attend. And when I say last minute, I mean I purchased my tickets within the month. And I didn't know who was going to pick me up. I didn't know a majority of the people there, never met anyone face to face. I guess I had a big case of the fuck it's. Like, this was what I needed to do. And to say that I'm grateful that I did it is an understatement. This is my first time ever doing anything like this, and it was my first time at the purpose. They say that you get a lesson every time that you go to the purpose that you need to heal or work on. And the first day, I took two classes that made me cry my eyes out, and both were regarding community and how I am with relationships. I struggle to be vulnerable. I struggle with not having a lot of those intimate relationships or pushing people out or feeling that I don't belong or just being estranged from everyone and everywhere. And the first day, it was pretty much apparent that, okay, Christian, you need to fucking stop that. And that was the key theme with my whole trip there, was getting out of my comfort zone and being a part of community. A bunch of strangers that I had never met before. It is so hard to say what my favorite moment was, just because there was a plethora of things. I'd say my favorite class that was out of my comfort zone was contact dancing, because it went with that theme of dropping my guard and being vulnerable, where me and like 7 other strangers just danced and mirrored each other. And I didn't have a giant guard up. But there was a plethora of other moments as well, waking up to coffee and crystal wrapping, and just laughing with everyone around me, with the tarot cards, tarot classes that helped me realize things that I hadn't before, with just the one-on-one conversations that I had throughout the whole time. It was all amazing. I don't know how to further explain that. Now that it's over, it was hard the first week to jump back. Though I did come back to reality with a new sense of purpose or positivity, but it was hard to leave. One of the things that's been alleviating and just feeling better, I have a community now. I have an actual community that I don't feel a part of. Through the Marco groups, especially, even though it's completely overwhelming to have like 70 people on there, I try my best to keep up because I have friends now. Yeah, that sounds so silly, but it's so true. I think as someone who lives in such a isolating environment when it comes to witchcraft or the metaphysical in general, this is the place to let go and become one with everyone else, to not be alone, to further my knowledge way more than I would have done independently. What should next year have at the purpose? I don't even know. Maybe the rain not being as brutal would be cool, but we can't control that. And even with the rain, it cooled down everything and we danced in it. I am just super grateful to have been willing to be a part of this, to have been accepted so easily, to find a group of people that I can finally let my guard down around, to just be a part of something again. I really, really want to make this a yearly thing now. But thank you so much, Kim, for giving me and other people the opportunity to tell our experience of the purpose.
Hi, my name's Simone. I wouldn't say I like identify as a witch or anything, but I'm definitely like spiritual, I guess. Like I know stuff. Oh, I would also like to say Kim's my aunt. And then my socials are like everything is tropical_Simone. Okay, so to the questions. How many times have I been to Anahata's purpose? This is my first time coming. What made me come this time? Well, you know, Kim's my aunt. And I've always seen her as my mom's crazy sister, you know, with all the snakes and tarantulas and stuff. And, you know, every time she visited, or anytime I went to go visit her, I had to sleep in the snake room. So anytime she asked me to go on a trip, I'm like, oh yeah, of course I'm gonna go. She's my crazy aunt. my favorite moment. I wouldn't say I had a favorite moment, but like a favorite feeling. Cause like, it was like every night there was something different and I just really enjoyed that. But I wouldn't say that. Well, okay. My favorite moment was when I can't remember the woman's name, but she had came into the white tent that we were painting while they were setting up for the music. And they were playing music, I can't remember. And we were all just painting her dress. Like, and I love that. I don't know. And then I kept seeing her around and we were all just saying, hey. But, yeah, there was definitely a favorite feeling every night, though. And, you know, it's just a lot of feelings there. If you know, you know. But, okay, has it affected my life outside of practice? I wasn't sure if these questions were for me, but has it affected my life outside of practice? Well, you know, I said I am a little spiritual, so I do like, you know, burn sage and set my intentions with stuff and like, I don't know, just try to have good energy. But, I feel like since I've been, I've been more aware of other things, or like I can, I don't know, I feel more things around than I normally did, if you get what I'm saying. Okay, what would I like to see next year that I haven't seen before? I don't really know. Because I'm going to be honest, when I first went, I didn't really know what to expect. So I feel like if I had expectations, I could have been like, oh, I wish that this was here, da da da. Because, you know, it's my first time being around this kind of stuff. So I don't really know. And then why should people come? Honestly, going to Anahata's purpose was like, it helps you learn more about yourself and like be more comfortable with yourself and just being yourself, you know? I don't know. It just, for me, it makes me have a more positive look on like a lot more things and just appreciate a lot.
Hello, Sarah and Janie.
Hello.
Welcome to Sarah's kitchen.
Hopefully Pippa doesn't knock anything over.
We're sleepy this morning.
We're very sleepy.
Yes, because people that were not me drove from the very, 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 very tippy top of Virginia to Charlotte and then to Atlanta.
Yay.
Well, you have huge mullet points.
Yeah, they're massive. You see why I used my little tiny baby ones instead of those? It's huge. It's like my torso size.
Would you please take turns and introduce yourself? Let everybody know who you are and what you do and where they can find you on the internet.
I am Janie. I do fiber arts handmade with intentions. So crocheted items, sewn items, knitted items, that kind of thing. And I can be found at Fantasy Core Creations on Instagram.
I am Sarah Piper. That's my name. I'm tired. And I am Flora and Function on all of the things, which is basically just Instagram and Facebook, because all the Instagram posts just go to Facebook. It's a great time. But that is my handmade ceramics at business, where I make, you know, ceramics. With intention. And like to include lots of drawn elements on them, to bring out the nature, witchy, all of these things. Bring a little comfort and magic to your morning.
How many times have you been to Anahata's?
This is my second.
Yep, mine too. We went together last year.
What made you come this time?
Oh my goodness. Last year's Anahata's was incredible. I cried. I had my heart ripped into little tiny pieces, but then it was also put back together. And you don't find that anywhere.
Or people who understand that that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's like a family reunion when we go.
Mm-hmm.
So can't miss out on that.
And yeah, I went back for a lot of the same reasons. That is my community. Haven't found a lot of people who I can just go chill with in the woods and be vulnerable with here. And so that's where I can find that. That's where I can do that. And take amazing classes that like blast your brain open.
Right?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
This year or last year?
This year.
There's so many to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking favorite class, it would be a toss-up between the Intro to Energy and the Rising Tides class. The intro to energy was the most validating class that I took. Like, I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think when I first went, I can't work this morning. Before I went this year, I was feeling very disconnected from my craft. I've been dealing with a lot of mental health issues this year and trying to get things on track, and my practice took a back seat.
Yeah.
And then I started wondering if I ever really had a practice, if I was ever really doing anything, or if I was just pretending. And then the intro to energy class, it was very evident that I was not just pretending.
Good. That's awesome.
What about you, Sarah?
I had a pretty similar, like, groundbreaking, mind-opening experience. Yeah. Oh, shit. This is actually fucking happening, and I'm doing it. It started with the ground yo shit class. Because I just, hadn't put some of the pieces together on how to do that. And having somebody explain it and explain how many different ways you can do it and that you can pull energy back in. It's not just, like, releasing the extra. It's also, like, pulling in and then actually feeling that. And then doing crystals classes with the I did the Akashic Records and what was the other one?
Intro to energy.
Yeah. Thanks. Both of those were kind of took that little piece and blew it up further, which was really awesome. And then also our road trip.
Admittedly, our road trip was probably the best part.
It's like different categories of amazing.
Yes. I absolutely love the fact that I got to be weird and say some of the most ridiculous, stupid things that turned out to be really funny.
Yes. Yes, yes.
My grapes.
Wine corn.
Yeah.
Jim's leg.
Honestly, though, I think a big part of, like, going up there and, like, scream singing to songs, like, last year I did that and I was like, you know what? It actually feels like my throat has fully opened up and I can say shit now. And, like, I feel like it's a good intro into the purpose is coming in with that feeling. Like, instead of being, like, stressed from flights and stuff, coming in and being like,
ah! Yeah, it was a good build up.
Yeah.
Especially when we were, this has been, I can't words this morning.
Cause it's morning.
And it's like the and end.
It's the day after.
Yeah.
We
got purpose hangover.
We do. Big time. On our way from Atlanta to Virginia, up there, there had been some stressful situations up until that point. And then we were reminded by Kim that we were witches and we could do something about that. And we put a bubble of protection around my car. And that was the first time that I had been able to work directly with other witches.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it. And then I found out that Kim felt it. And Sarah felt it too. And yes. It was...
Holy shit! We're real! We can really do things!
Right?
Exactly.
Also, we stopped nearly dying.
Yeah. And the way home, we were, like, clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for that one turn I made where I shouldn't have made on her.
That's okay.
Whatever.
We survived.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I forgot I'm asking questions.
You're asking the questions. Believe it or not, we're not just chatting.
How has Anahatas affected your practice since the first time you came?
I'll go first. So the first time I was really focused more on, like, last year, I was focused a lot more on the shadow work and kind of getting my brain right around a lot of situations. And so just taking that and taking the introspectiveness of it and working on myself first before trying to do anything else, making sure that, like, I'm okay. It's like the filling your cup before mm-hmm. you try and fill anybody else's. I feel like that was a huge lesson that actually got drilled into me at Anahata's last year. And so this past year, like, it's one of those, it's like with anything you try and do every day, like, it started really good and I was doing real good, and then it started fading up and up and up. And so I feel like going back this year, after having a lot of, like, the doubts and the, oh shit, am I even doing anything? Going back and having this experience where, like, everything was telling me, yes, you can, and yes, this is real, and yes, you are doing it. I feel like it's going to change my practice going forward. But yeah.
I did a very similar thing last year in focusing on shadow work, which is why my heart got ripped into pieces, because things. But that helped me realize that it was not only okay, but important to get myself in therapy and talk to professionals, i.e. doctors, who can help me with all of the things that I've been holding on to. And then this year, the first two classes I took were the protection magic and the ground your shit. And both of those showed me that I did know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. That the things that I was feeling was not just my brain saying, oh yeah, we're doing something. And then after that, it was all tapping into how to move on from the fear of not being able to do the things. My two favorite, the rising tide and the
intro to energy.
That is the fastest I've ever been able to get into a good meditative space in mm-hmm. my head. And the things that I was feeling, the rising tide class in my meditation, I felt like I was a crab on the beach. I could feel the little crabby
pincher thingies,
claws. and I could feel like my legs in the sand. And when I talked to the instructor, everything he said that the crab symbolized was what I've been dealing with. Mm. And all weekend it has been, the universe has been yelling at me, trust your instinct, trust yourself, value yourself.
When mm-hmm. we found the porn store.
And yeah, I turned the right way to go to the porn store when our map wasn't up yet, and I just trusted my gut. Instead of when I didn't trust my gut and wouldn't say cookie shark because I thought that was too stupid. And it was actually a cookie kind of shark.
Dang it.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I hate giving up.
Giving up is not an option.
And then the channeling class was, I'm not very good at it. But it was very funny as I was scoring the little quiz that we took to see what our clairs were. Mm-hmm. Other people in our hive looked at me when she started talking about the physical side of Claire. And they were like, you, mm-hmm. that is you. And I was like, I don't do this.
Well, that's how you see your visualization too. Like,
I do. I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
but I didn't realize just how much I did.
Yeah.
And it was encouraging because other people can see what I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And those other people are my family that I go there to see. So,
you know. And sometimes you just need that outside perspective of somebody else being like, no, that's you.
Yes. And in the protection magic class, one of our fellow hive people.
Bees.
One of our bees. She looked at me afterwards and just point blank in my face said, that was powerful. You are powerful.
Mm.
And I cried.
Yay, I cried a lot. You are.
All of my emotions come out of my eyeballs. So.
How has Anahat has affected your life, though, outside witchcraft and your practice?
Well.
It got me into therapy.
Yay, therapy. It got me out of a real bad studio and into having a home studio and actually, you know, advocating for myself and saying that I can do it.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And it gave me even more access to my community to help build me up instead of breaking me down. I was thinking about, even before we left, like, where was I last year this time?
Mm-hmm.
And the place that I was at last year this time was not great, to say the least. And through Anahata's, like, and Janie and my road trip last year with Lisa and, like, coming home and having that validation and having that, yeah, you're worth doing it on your own, and you are smart and capable and able to do it, and you have the tools you need to do it. And having somebody else tell you that is sometimes necessary. Yeah.
I'm really good at saying what everybody's thinking and not willing to say, unless it's about me.
It's easier to do with other people a lot of times.
Is therapy just going to be your answer?
I think so, because so much of what's changed in the past year has been because of focusing on myself instead of everybody else for at least a little bit of that time.
And taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. I am in a much better mental state and a better physical state, even though I don't sleep as much as I used to, which sucks.
Mm-hmm. No sleep.
But, yeah, realizing that I'm important enough to take care of was my biggest lesson from last year that carried on into my whole life.
What would you like to see at Anahata's that you haven't seen there before?
More bees! Of the human type?
Yeah. Not the flying yellow insect. Jacket.
Not the record-breaking bee sting of 2023.
Community. Those bees.
I forgot what class I was going to say.
Mm.
I thought of one, and then it disappeared.
I would love to, especially for the folks who have been coming for a long time, I think this would be really nice. And it could be a little bit tricky to do. But, like, in the Akashic Records class, we started asking a lot of questions that was just like, want to talk about this, but this is not that class.
It's a 101 class.
It's a 101 class.
Class.
Exactly. So I think it would be really nice to have, like, a next step class. Like, they did the archery 201 or whatever it was called. It would be nice to have, with some of the classes that have been there year after year after year, to have, like, a next class. Or, like, you know, have one the previous day.
That would be really nice.
Yeah. To have classes that take the classes that have been consistent there and take them a step further. I think that would be really fun.
Yes. I remembered what I was going to say.
Yay!
There are a lot of tarot classes.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see an oracle class.
Mm.
Or even a pendulum class.
Why don't you teach a pendulum class?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that much.
Whatever. How dare you talk about my friend like that? My friend knows lots of shit about pendulums.
But not well enough for me to teach it yet.
Okay. Whatever.
I don't feel confident teaching it.
That's fine. You can practice teaching me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you can build up the confidence, and mm-hmm. I will ask all the dumb questions.
There are no so dumb questions.
There are dumb questions.
Only idiots.
Okay. But I can ask all the questions that you may not have thought would be questions.
Right. But those are my two main forms of doing any kind of divination. So I would love something to help me progress in that.
Mm-hmm.
Although in the Intro to Energy class, she did tell us that you can use your body as a pendulum.
Yeah.
And like my brain exploded. I was
that one is
amazed and something I will be trying to do now.
Yay. Wow. Yeah, I watched you just, like, as soon as she mentioned that, I, like, turned, and I watched you just go, just lean back into it and be like,
I was afraid I would fall down, but yes.
Yeah.
Why should people come to Anahatas?
For all the things we've talked about, for the community,
for the classes, being able to, if you're needing validation, you will get the validation there. If you're needing to expand your knowledge, you will get that there.
If you need to be shoved back into your body, you will get that there.
Yes.
Or pulled out,
depending on what you need.
And if you take the right classes, you're going to get that tough love that you didn't know you needed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never done in a mean way, but it's just very
matter of fact.
You felt that because of this. And
yes, it's real.
And yes, it's real. And now I know I can change whatever it is that was blocking me or hindering me from learning more, like not trusting my intuition.
Mm-hmm. And you can dance with a bunch of people.
You can dance with a bunch of people. And you can sit on our front porch and play stupid games in the rain.
Wait, is it porn?
Well, it fit in an Altoid tin.
I don't want it to be over.
I know.
But it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me.
Anytime.
Bye.
Bye.
Spirituality,
health, mental health.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you too.
It's the last day.
Yep. It's like the last couple hours.
Can you introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are and what you do and where they can find you?
I'm a big meep. My name is Rachel. I put this event together. This is year 6. You can find me at anahataspurpose.com. You can find me at 2 Geminis and a Leo. Mm-hmm. We have Jupiter rising on the Etsy. And there's now going to be Anahatas app.
Yay. But not for my phone.
It will be coming out soon. Okay, Google didn't approve it yet.
Come on, Google.
It's on its way.
Unfuck yourself.
It's on its way. It should unfuck itself. Yeah, I think that's it, right?
I think so.
I mean, you can reach me at any social media Anahatas platform. Are you going
to
eat that?
I forgot the question. Hold on a minute. How many times have you been to Anahatas Purpose?
That's a stupid question.
I don't remember how many there are.
6. This is a 6-month.
I thought it was the 8th for some reason.
Well, not including, there was a mini retreat. But I feel like the mini retreat's not this. This is 6. Which is wild.
Did you have a theme in mind for the year?
Yeah, so there's different phases of the themes that happened. So I think there was one with like creating the imagery, right? Like Seka making the bee and kind of talking about
your staff is going to walk around.
Our staff
us.
Is going to walk right into our podcast that we're recording right now. Oh, don't thank you. Perfect. They meep so well. My staff is fucking amazing.
Look at Deb's on the bail.
Look at them.
Deb massaged my leg, everyone, because it was swelling the fuck up, and she fixed it. Yay.
She's a magician. Mm-hmm. She's got the magic hands. I feel like there's different parts to where the themes come from. I think one part of it was Sekka in creating the artwork. So, like, the bee.
Love the bee.
Obviously, you love the bee.
I was fucking thrilled when I saw it was a bee. I lost my fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah. But just, like,
I think I literally squealed.
You squealed? Did you see the chunky thighs on that bee?
I saw chunky everything on that bee.
Yeah, with the stained glass window wings.
Yes.
I fucking can't. Sekka kills it. So, like, there was that whole aspect of, like, community hive-y type. And then the next part that normally happens is when facilitators start to put in for what workshop they want to teach, there always seems to kind of be a theme, which is always really interesting. Yeah. So this year it was really about, like, safety, feeling safe. What's happening? Are you just, what's going on?
I think Amber's leaving. Oh, I'm going to cry. Ah! But it's stupid because I live where you live.
Oh.
We're going to say goodbye to Amber, everyone.
What?
Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go.
And I'm crying because you're leaving, but we live near each other. I'm stupid.
You are not stupid. You are Timothy and you are smart.
This is going to be an exciting interview.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a little
microphone? Yes. Yeah. We're buzz podcasting. Oh, buzz buzz motherfucker.
Have a good trip.
I missed the meeting.
Photos.
Oh, John told me to come down to the stage.
Okay,
yeah.
Me too.
10 minutes later.
Can I?
Yes.
Like, I didn't ask permission and I want to make sure.
I love you. Have a safe flight.
Have a fantastic flight. Thank you for coming all this way and doing all this.
It's supposed to be a lab mic, but it sounds like
thanks for being such a buzz and the really? buzz
yeah. motherfucker. It was good. I saw ads for them on Instagram for $20.
Are you leaving too?
I'm taking her to the airport.
They're kind of not great. And I had to buy the super soft little dead cat.
Mm. Somebody hugs this weekend?
Maybe
yeah, you did.
More co-regulation.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you
yes.
so much. All of this.
It like, it just, the theme ends up being like that everyone makes it
organic.
It does. It's like there's a little part and then like, I guess also it kind of starts in the review. Like, okay, what did we do last year? And then what do we want to do this year? And then a lot of facilitators, yeah, just looking at the workshops and then going through all of the applications, being like, okay, what is what people obviously need?
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, how do we kind of curate that? But that's why like, a lot of protection magic, a lot of like people just really needing to feel safe this year.
Yeah.
And that I think was the theme. And I think it ties back into the bee, like having the little hive community.
I just realized something. When I was getting my leg electrocuted last night, he was like,
okay, Ben Franklin.
I've not had this many bees ever. We got like 14 today alone.
So scary. One of the John's,
and that's the theme for the
it is it is yeah. I'm like, we manifested that a little too strong. So we got to be careful next year what the visual is.
What's been your favorite thing this time?
So Deborah got to my house before Anahata's, and she came a day early. She stayed at my house, and I was talking to her, and I'm gonna talk about this at the closing circle. So here's a spoiler for you.
Yay! I love those spoiler.
And I was telling her about how, like, I had been working through this feeling of needing to be taken care of, right?
Hmm.
And I was, like, having this whole transformative thing leading into this. So I've been kind of, like, numb and raw.
Hate that for you, but also
it's good. But it's good. No, it's yeah, all it's
I'm
all
glad
good
for you, but also I don't want that for myself.
Yeah, not really numb.
Not today.
But raw. And then I got here. And they've had me on like my own radio station and everybody has been just taking care of everything. And then I've gotten into the space of like, what the fuck is going on? And I was talking to Deborah about it. Deborah was like, how old is the podcast? And I was like, she's six. And she's like, oh, you dropped your baby off at preschool for the first time. And there's all these people
when
taking care.
When you say podcast, I believe you mean not a hug.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely what I mean. My podcast is not 6 years old.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
If I time traveled again.
No, you haven't. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah. The festival is a baby and is going to preschool, and it has all these people taking care of it now. And now you don't know, mm-hmm. like, what to do with yourself. And I just, from the conversations I've had to the mothers in my life, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's exactly. So it's like this really cool, weird thing that I've been, like, working through, which has been really great and, like, kind of my favorite thing overall. I mean, we had to get together and put those musicians in a fucking gymnasium last night, mm-hmm. and how quickly that happened. Yeah. The turnaround of that.
Yeah.
I literally went up to Sky Hill in my little golf cart and just screamed coven. And then people just started coming out of the cabins.
Ta-da!
And I was like, listen, this is what's going on. If you guys want to bring anything to decorate. And like, I got there and people showed up and they're like, what do you need me to do? I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. Phoenix took a bunch of stuff over there. And like, it was just, yeah. It was like just everything's, I feel extremely taken care of. And I'm also working through releasing my baby and letting and trusting other people with my baby. And just realizing it's now like it's bigger than me. It's its own thing. Yeah, it's weird. But it's fun and I've been loving it because it makes me uncomfortable.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like Anahatas has affected your life when you're not here? Your practice and your life. Has it changed since you've been going to them?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've definitely gotten into the more like, the first few years, it quickly got me into real vibes only, because fuck that, like, good vibes, love and light shit. I mean, I've been talking about that forever now. And then I think it's actually helped me overall just become more grounded in my practices. And, like, just, we were on the panel with me, so, like, my practice just changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it keeps me more level-headed with however it changes. I feel like it's, in a weird way, you know, because there's a bunch of magic woo-woo bullshit that we cover. In a weird way, like, it's helping me merge it together with existence also. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. The neuro-spicy is still real spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to see here that you haven't had before?
Well, I wanted prom, and then we kind of did that last night.
We kind of did it.
We healed our prom trauma.
Right before Waba, we did our
We did that.
Did you see the fucking pictures?
I have not seen any pictures.
I will show you after this.
I'm excited.
It's screechingly funny.
What would I like to see? I'm not putting a limit on it.
Good.
It's just what's going to happen is what, yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I just keep doing its thing. I just keep morphing into whatever the fuck it turns into being.
Last question is, why should people come to Anahata's Purpose?
They shouldn't.
Oh my God, what are we doing?
Just kidding. If anyone's listening to this, they know that I'm kidding. There's bugs.
Whoa, there's so many.
Yeah, it's bright. It's a That's circus tent.
Awful. Anyway, don't come to Anahata's. The end. Bye.
What was the question?
Why should people come to it?
I don't know. It's like, if it calls to you, then just show up. I'm not going to give you a reason. I'm not going to tell people why. If they feel called to it and they're like, that's something I need to do, then they come up and that's their why. That's all they'll need.
You should come.
Yeah, sure. No, totally. Come
to see your friends, but also because you need to grow and cry and learn things about yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like at this point, they all know, you know, if you're looking for community,
mm-hmm.
we will welcome the fuck out of you and whatever weird you are. If you want to cry, it's a safe space to do that.
So many crying.
But like, good
I've
cry.
I've cried into this microphone like four times.
What about
a
this
day?
One?
I don't touch that one.
I don't see tears in it. One. That might be a tear right there.
It's the guest one. I don't cry into the guests' things.
You should.
It's good. It's good to do that. Yeah, just fucking get here if you feel like you need to be here. If you need the things that you, whatever everyone else says that you've interviewed leading up to me.
Okay.
I've not listened to any of it.
I am ditto.
But I'm sure that everything, if any of that resonates with you, that's why you should come here.
Yep. Thank you for the interview. And for,
You're not leaving yet. That's all right.
I know, but thank you for the interview and for making Anna hot.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love tasty cakes.
Me too.
But I love you more than tasty cakes.
I had one today.
Can I hug you?
Yes. I love you.
I love you too.
And thank you for giving my little thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Did she love it?
It's a man in Speedos.
It's not, but I can see how you could see that.
I think she loves it. I don't know yet. I know she likes it. I don't know if she loves it yet. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Your Average Witch. You can find us all around the internet, on Instagram at Your Average Witch Podcast, Facebook at facebook.com/groups/hivehouse, at youraveragewitch.com, and at your favorite podcast service. If you'd like to recommend someone for the podcast, like to be on it yourself, or if you'd like to advertise on the podcast, send an email to youraveragewitchpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.